After they talked it over.
Well, what'd you call the horse on the left that you plow?
Off horse.
One on the left?
Off horse.
How about the one on the right?
Lead horse.
Lead horse.
You had a, what kind of plow did you use?
Well, we always use what they call a turning plow. Two handles on it. Mold board.
Which horse would be in the furrow?
Well, lead horse for
the lead horse for the
furrow. Yeah. Unless you had a left hand plow.
That's good.
Some of them had a left hand plow. It's awful. You stick on it. That kept wind.
Did you ever use a leather thing to drive your animals with, that kind?
Whip. Black snake whip.
Did you use that?
Used that.
I've used that for horses. It's got a huge lash whip.
Anything else to drive your cattle with? Anything to poke them with?
No.
Oh, brutish, you would see them have sharp sticks to make out pull harder.
Yeah.
That's brutish.
Well, suppose you had a lot of wheat one year. You'd say you raised a what?
North production or something?
Well, just a good lot of wheat. You'd say you had a
good crop? Well, you generally trade that off to somebody to have you work next summer.
When you first go into some land that never been worked before, it's all covered with timber.
Well, you did cut all that timber down, bunch up, called new ground.
What do you call this thing of cutting out the timber?
Well,
you say what do we do with the land?
Well, then you cut that timber off, burn that top birch, and your timber all up, and then coat it up.
So you jump and coat it up. Plow it up. Jumps over the roots.
What would you call this operation?
Cross cut saw and axe. Cross cut saw and axe.
When you're raising hay, or you ever raise clover?
Yeah.
Maybe you cut it once and then you cut it again later. What do you call the
slobber stock. Second drop of clover.
Slobber stock.
Yeah.
When you're raising wheat, you tie it in little
bundles, cut it with a
cradle. Cut a many of them.
Then you take some of these bundles and throw them together.
Shock it.
Make a shock.
And then stack in a stack and wait for the thrasher to come.
Put two bundles across for caps, one way and one the other. Just like that.
Right?
Cap the shock to keep the water from running. Rotten a week.
How many bundles would there be?
Oh, sometimes 15, 20. Don't know how big you want to make it, and they'd pitch them together that way, you know. Yeah, get your
board. And then tie them. Sometimes they tie it by hand. Go it over piles along. Go along, shock.
Well, back when you